on to ideas that are not just relevant in this world, but relevant in the next world. Right? One day, all these ideas won't have any meaning. There's no greed, there's no jealousy and everything. Things are all hunky-dory in the next world, but these ideas, how you mekadesh a woman and what they represent about Ratzon Hashem, these ideas are eternal. Okay. So yesterday we talked about what doesn't work, and we gave three possible candidates for what doesn't work. Either the original Mos, which is unlikely that Abaye was talking about the original Mos, because Rav talked about that already, and maybe Abaye was only trying to emphasize the second part of his Chiddush. The first part of the Chiddush wasn't so important. It's more likely that Abaye was talking about trying to be Mekadesh a woman with one of the more abstract parts of a Chov, either the actual Chov, delivering it to the woman, and according to the Ramban, a very interesting Ramban in Bava Kamma, an isolated Ramban. We wish we had more of that Ramban to discuss. We just have a line in the Ramban of the Mulchamos. It sounds like the failure that Abaye was addressing was you can't transfer a Chov. You can't be Makne Chov, you can't be Makdish Chov, you can't be Mekadesh a woman with a Chov. So you do have a financial asset if you're the Baal Chov. You just can't transfer it to someone else, and therefore you can't be Mekadesh a woman. We left with an interesting question. Well, if that's true, then I can't be Mekadesh a woman with her Chov, but why can't I be Mekadesh the woman with Rafi's Chov? So the Ramban didn't talk about that. We'll have to see if we can come up with solutions as we navigate our way through the sugya. It sounds as if the Rashba was talking about not being Mekadesh with the abstract Chov as a financial asset, but with the Shibudin. So Rafi's karka is partially owned by me. I can transfer that to the woman. But if she owes me money, I partially own her karka, but she owns the rest of the meaning the quantitative rest, but the aspects of the karka that I don't own is the malva. I'm really not giving her anything new that she didn't have before. So I'm not giving her davar chadash. Sounds that let's do the Rosh per se. There's a Tosos on Mem Zayin I've read at least 8 times this year, and everyone just assumes that it's very confusing what Tosos Mem Zayin on the base is. Just again, just because I like reading with you, even if I don't have an answer. I mean, it's not like I don't know how to read the Tosos. I just don't know what he meant in Tosos. He's in line with the Rashba, but he says, "V'im tomar diba maschali olam." What's the difference? V'yishlamar devaday milva dida shekanas okvar ve'eno nosim rashum davar chadash. So it sounds like he's following in the lines of the Rashba. But then he flips, instead of talking about the Shibud, he talks about the Mos. Sherei osam ha-Mos hayushal akodim ha-kidushin. Wait a second, the Rashba wasn't talking about the Mos. The Rashba was talking about the Chov or the Shibud. Why he's talking about the Mos, which is Pashut, that doesn't work. Dinu denim b'kudeshes. Now he addresses milva de'acherim, avokishin nasan laha milva de'acherim nosin la'davar chadash shelo haybi adam kodem amdim b'kudeshes. That's the Rashba. So why does he throw the word Mos in? These are not my questions. People raise these questions. And then he goes back at you. Dinihi, here's his explanation. Dinihi, where was it? Dinihi de'ena milve be'en. Now, why is he talking about be'en? The milve is not be'en, and you need be'en. Who mentioned be'en? So far, we allow non-be'ens. We'll talk about this today, but we allow abstract choves and shibuds. So why is Ben even a factor? Maybe he's just Mikomakom Schus Hu Lo Kiilo Haya Ben. Schus to me sounds like Sheba, that I have a schus to take Rafi's land, even though it's not something concrete. So if I just eliminate the words Maos, I would like Tosus to be the Rashba. And I like the Rashba to be talking about the Sheba. It's hard to know Tosus because of the word Maos, because of that last line of Ben. Those are the two things that don't appear in the Rashba, which is why I read the Rashba yesterday. It's a cleaner parish. You don't have these two vestiges. In Tosfos, you've got these add-ons. Why is Tosfos talking about the Mos? We're not talking about the Mos. Why is Tosfos talking about the N? Of course it's not the N. It's Shibud. And so it's hard to know the Tosfos is. Most people group Tosfos with the Rashba. Okay. Now let's spend the next 2 days thinking about what does work. Okay, let's get a little crowd participation. Okay, people in the back row, Boaz, what does work? What does Abaye say works? Not Mekadesh B'milve, but
the Hana.
The Hana. Okay, what word, this is a gimme, but what word is the big Chiddush of the day in Abaye?
Hana.
I thought you need Kesef. Turns out, to be Mekadesh a woman, all you need is Hana. And Hana is going to be really, really valuable with Milva, because if we just, again, in a general sense, Milva does not provide Kesef. The original Mos are hers already. The Chov, which in theory we could call Kesed, maybe yes, maybe not, is non-transferable. The Shibud is not a Davar Chadash. So if we want to try to rebuild a Kiddushin about through something about the Milva, it's not going to be Kesed, it's going to be enough. This is great. That seems to be what Abaye is saying. Amar Abaye, Mekadosh Milva, Eini Mekudeshes, Danos Milva Mekudeshes. And that's how we end the sugya. Now, which sugya does this parallel, if that's the way to read the sugya? A blanket green light of Kiddushin through any Hana. Which sugya does this jive with? Samach Gimel. Oh, it's Adam Chashev also, but Samach Gimel is more direct. Let's look at Samach Gimel. What happens on Samach Gimel? Joey, this is your Gemara. Marry a woman by telling her jokes. Tell her jokes, make her laugh. Okay. You have a good sense of humor. Okay. Ever hear the one about the talking dog? Okay. Tell her jokes. Stand under the chuppah with a microphone.
I don't know if I ever told a joke with a fruta.
Maybe you gotta up your game. Yeah. How do you evaluate a joke?
Okay. It's easy if you're a full-time comedian because then people can.
Okay, Sally, heard you're a good dancer. No? I'm paying attention. Right, you stand in front of it. Kid. Show him some moves.
You need multiple people.
Yeah, you need at least 20 friends.
Okay, guys, get a life. So, Homer Leisha, Mishnah, Homer Leisha, Hareha Mikudeshus Li, Aminash, I'm talking to myself, Aminash Adabra Lechel Shilton, okay, lobbyist, okay, he's going to be a politician, save the world, right, guys? Politician, save the world. Who's going to be a politician? Think tank, Washington. That's how I'm going to make my impact. Okay, I'm not telling you what I think about it. Politics, save. I'm going to be a lobbyist and lobby people to hug the trees and to save the whales. I'm a Misha. Harem Mekudeshesli, I'm Menasha, Dabar Alecha Leshilton. Well, I'm coming to work for you in your land. Okay, so it sounds like it works, Mekudeshes. And the Gemara expands on that. Tanya, second wide line. Shevi mi b'tzavta v'kanish l'cha. Let's socialize. Schok l'fanai, rekod l'fanai. Dance, tell me jokes. It all works. Shaman im yesh bo shavaputim b'kudeshes. Vim lav eina b'kudeshes. So as far as I'm concerned, Abaye's second statement on Vav is pretty parallel, almost identical to here. What difference does it make if you give Hana by dancing, telling jokes, lobbying, working, giving some Hana of the Milva? And hence, we can end Shir now. Right? So it's pretty straightforward. Milva doesn't work because of everything we said yesterday. Hana's Milva works because of everything we know. I mean, it's a given. All Hana works. And it's a pretty cut and dry black and white sugya. I'm not toying with you. I'm teaching you how to find the pressure points that force Rishonim to say, or pressure points in Rishonim. So what's the pressure point? You have a question, is it?
Isn't Hana
Let's assume, just to cover that variable, he turns and he says, I'm Mekadosh you with the Hana that you're getting by my dancing. Let's just cover it. Because whatever you'd say on Dav Zayin, you'd say here. Because we'll be surprised, you'll say that on Dav Zayin, it's also Hana, where she says, give money to my friend. Let's assume right now that that's Hana. It's not the only way to learn it. And then the guy has to turn around and say, by the way, with that Hana. Okay? Avram.
Who dances for
whom? He dances for
her. But the woman gets Hana from having the men, from dancing before the
men. What? Okay, whatever. Pashtus says he's dancing. Whatever. In theory, I take that also. You know, it's a combination of Atam Chashev and Schok Lefana. You combine two sugyas. Okay. what in the Gemara makes me start to think it's not so black? Why are we not ending Shir here? Josh?
This idea of like a Ramatris.
What?
The idea of a Ramatris.
Okay, Ribbis, that's a lot. I don't want to. Let's keep Ribbis out of the conversation until we have to absolutely get through it. That's what I'm teaching you. Because Ribbis, A, is a whole new factor in the Sugya. Okay, let's try to think of something more indigenous to the Sugya. B, Ribbis isn't easy. It's not just a factor, it's a hard factor. We'll talk about it a little bit, but you're right. We want to look at it through the lens of Ribbis. But even if we don't introduce the external factor of Ribbis, there's an internal switch in the Sugya. Why? Reuben?
So they
try
to define
Hana. Yeah. Why is the Gemara explaining what Hana's Milva is? Any Hana that comes from the Milva. In particular, close your eyes, put a blindfold on, and don't use too much of your mental energy. What's the way to give a woman Hana through a Milva?
Forgive
her. Mechila. That's the way to do it. Like, okay, your shrink is, you're in the sofa, the shrink's saying, let's play word associations. Hana's milva, mechila. That's like, the hana. You owe me 100, you have to pay it back. That. So why is the Gemara explaining this strange hana where you extend the loan? Lo tzricha da arvach leizimne. Why, Yaakov, were you giving me an example? We know that whatever hana is, let's say you say, you know what, I'm giving you Hana's Milva because you have some fetish. You like when I say Mem Lamed Vav Hey. He said it. The word Milva. It would work also in theory. It would work. Please say it again. Mem Lamed Vav Hey. Why is the Gemara trying to fence in Hana's Milva? And why is it fencing in this is not Nas Milva? And even if we would fence in, let's start with the obvious. Mechila. Well, who talks about Mechila? Which Rishon?
Rashi.
So Rashi appears to be opening the floodgates. Well, Mechila also works. Don't get too rigid about reading. You know, Rashi, Vav in the days. Isn't it amazing how these Rashis would have blown by 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, now, like every word triggers deep, deep thinking, because you know how to read, how to fence, how to build, how to work. So Rashi, Vavim Adbeis, Lo Tzricha, V'kol Shekein, Imachala Kol HaMilve, V'amar La, Josh, Hiskachali, Ba'anas Mechila, Zer, Da'ash, Dika, Yerle, Peruta, Da'anas Milve. Of course it works, Yermachal, but also this. So right away, before we get to Rishonim, we're starting to see, well, maybe it's... Maybe this ambitious position that all Hana works, not so accepted. That's what we're going to be pursuing the next day and a half of Shir. What types of Hana do work? What types of Hana don't work? And we're going to be sharpening this, obviously, as we get to the Sugya of Arev and Matam and Asla Hachzir and Evid Kanani and Adam Chashav. And this is not a one-shot deal. The easiest thing is to say you can be a Kaddish woman with Hana, and that means a major, major shift from what we've been thinking until now. We've been thinking until now, Kasef, Kiyicha, Kiyicha, Mistef, when you should make this, but Kasef, Shever, Pruta, Chalipin, doesn't work, Pacha, Shever, Pruta. All of a sudden, it sounds like, unless you tailor Abaye, and we'll see, we showed him the tailor Abaye, unless you tailor Abaye, Abaye is the first person, at least chronologically, or textually, in the Gemara to introduce a notion of Kiddusha. We haven't seen this yet. Sometimes you just have to register the Chiddush. You read it, no, stop. Register the Chiddush. This is a move. We haven't seen this move taken yet. Until now, we're talking about Amira, Kesef, Shtar. Now, all of a sudden, there's a shift. Ephraim. About? Okay. We haven't seen it in the Gemara. We haven't seen it in the Gemara yet. Okay. Which Rishon takes a very, very, very extreme view and says you cannot just extend the loan. It is a very, very limited context that Abaya allowed. Moshe. Tosfos Rid, quoting the Benachana. Okay, let's flex your lundus muscles. Who's even more extreme than the Benachana quoted by the Tosfos Rid? Who shrinks the case even more, limits the scope even more, and presumably will display the logic even better before we go back to Benachana. The more extreme you get, the clearer you see the logic. The less extreme you get, the more you have to say, well, is it based? Who's even more extreme but on the same logical axis as the Rabbi Chananel? The Rif, quoted by the Tassus Rid, which we don't have, but he quotes in the Bina. But who do you have? Who's the most extreme in this sugya, interestingly enough, because he's rarely so? More extreme than the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam. Very good. The Rambam. What case works according to the Rambam? Only if you, say it sharper, if you extend the loan, the original halva. What is the using lech lecha words? What's the greater flexibility of the Rabbeinu Chananel? Not only at the beginning, but even if you take back the money and give it to her again. So give is too ambiguous in this case. So the Rambam is more narrow, hence more extreme, hence the place to start in terms of what was the Rambam demanding. Why would you in your right mind not allow any type of anah? Why can't the guy just sit back and say, you know what, keep it another month? She's smiling ear to ear. She's over the moon. I am Mrs. Hana. I just got tons of Hana. This guy just gave me another 30 days. I'm going to play the market. I'm going to bet the horses. I'm going to buy myself a nice, delicious burgers bar. Like, she's happy. Well, what does she care? Why is the Hana altered? But he does give it. He doesn't give it. He takes it back. Come on. What am I looking for? Evidently. Finish the sentence. See how much we'll play Lundishar Wheel of Fortune, okay? And just say the word evidently. How much of the sentence can you fill in? If not, I'll give you more letters and more vowels. Evidently. Avram. That's descriptive. Now give me an analytical. Right, you're just describing the Rambam. He has to give her something. So why do you have to give her something? I repeat the question. Your Honor, I repeat the question. Why do you have to give her? Why isn't it not enough? You sit back, any regular sunny day, you say, you know what, take it another month. And she goes like this. She sends back 15 smiley emojis with big stars. Like, she's the happiest, happiest camper. Why isn't that enough? Evidently, say two phrases in the sentence. Evidently, two parts of the sentence. Evidently. First part of the sentence. Just give me first part of the sentence. No. Evidently. No. You're going too far up. Evidently. Very good. Excellent. Everyone hear what Josh said? Say it again. Evidently. You see, I'm trying to help you build. Evidently, I'm not alone. There's some other factor. That's the second part of the sentence. You hear that, Avi? Evidently, Hana isn't sufficient. Because if so, I wouldn't have extra requirements. It's just, this is like the big bang of lambdas. I'm trying to take you into the core and teach you how it grows, rather than here's a pshat. We've got to get into the core. So evidently, if we have an extra requirement, based contrary to what we would have expected, Hana. We expect Hana. Works, chodofanai. Close up shop, rack them and stack them, go back to the base medrash. Evidently, from the Rambam, it sounds like Hana is not enough. Or else it wouldn't make a difference when you extend the loan. You need something else. Now, who's going to give me the second part of the sentence? That's a little harder. Evidently, in addition to Hana, here I'll be a little generous, lech lecha word, if you don't get it right, because this is a lot more speculative. Uri? Nesina. Evidently, now, being more general, you need some action. Not just the enabling of Hana and causing her to smile. You need to, look at me, do something that resembles this. Now, we'll talk about the resembling in a minute, but just sitting back, one second, absorb. Just sitting back and saying, by the way, I'm going to make a statement right now that's going to unlock endless hana, 30 days of money use. That's not enough. Have I enabled hana? Yes. Has she received hana? Absolutely. But there is no Messina. And therefore, starting with the Rambam, before we scale back to the Bein Hanan, because the Rambam is black and white, the only way to achieve a Messina is giving her the original loan, and then on top of that, giving her the chips, not just the hamburger. The loan is the hamburger. You want some chips also? Yeah, okay, so I'll give you 30 days extra. If I wouldn't be interested in marrying you, you'd have to pay me back in a month. So I'm interested in marrying you while I'm giving you the loan for a month. I'm also giving you the chips. Think of it as burger and chips. I'm playing with your mind now because I want to see if it's maybe not burgers and chips. I'm giving you a loan. If you're a regular person, I just give you the loan, you pay me back in 30 days. And so when I marry you, I'm throwing in something at the point that I'm delivering the burger, 30 days, I'm delivering the chips, another year. And for that extra year, marry me. That I gave you the extra year. And that's the classic case of Hana plus, let me see, as opposed to the opposite polar case where I just sit around and say, by the way, you know that loan you have? Keep it in. There's not a scene there. I'm just talking. So take a second and absorb. We now have a chiddush. Say it now in Lamdisha terms. Now say, make believe you're writing a sefer. You're writing in English, but evidently, what's the chiddush? Let's say you want to say it in a chiddush, not in a Vaitarika language, burgers and chips, and just say the chiddush. Say it in one sense. Evidently,
you can't marry her with hana without.
Okay, very good. Say it a little bit more gemara. Let's say you're writing a sefer now. Evidently, give me a kiddushin reference language. Evidently, ki yikach and the maisa kicha includes yisina.
How do we explain?
Got a lot here. Let's all wait. Okay, or if we want to change the statement from last week, let's go back in time. I know you all remember every word I said last Friday. Last Friday we said part of the Maisa Kicha is the mirror. Not just the Kesef. Today we're saying part of the Maisa Kicha is the Nesina. That's the headlines for today. If you get those headlines, you're in good shape. The headlines for today is we've discovered a new component for the Maisa Kicha. Because we all know, now here's the editorial. We all know that marrying a woman is not like buying land. So we don't expect kesef or hana to be sufficient. We'd expect there to be some other factor. We all know that marrying a woman is trying to generate ishus. So we always expect there to be some other factor. So what are some of the other factors we've thought about beyond kesef? Kiddushin is kesef plus amira. Kiddushin according to Reb Chaim is Kesef plus Das. Kiddushin according to the Rambam may be Kesef plus
Nesina.
Nesina is also a way of communication. I'm putting something physical into your hand. I'm doing an act of depositing something into your hand. If we're just buying a land, abracadabra, bada bing, bada boom, it goes. But I'm not buying land. I'm marrying a woman. And marrying a woman means putting it. Where does the Torah describe Nesina as part of V'kasev la'sefer krisus? Everyone knows that a get needs a Nesina. Why does a get need a Nesina? It's a contract. Just make sure. Can I marry a woman through Agav? Don't answer that question if you're Rashi. But if you're 99% of the Rishonim, I can't say, you know what, here's your get. I'm putting it on karka. I'm selling you the karka. And Agav, I want you to have your get and be Midrashis. Trust me, that doesn't work. Rashi 9 Zion again says it does. Wow. That's a big revolution. Because I have to give it to her. Because in halacha, giving is a form of. Where did we see? Which sugya, Mr. Ephraim, may suggest that we've learned already that Nesina is a way of communicating? Ephraim, health guy, Ephraim, anyone? Okay, that's not a way of communicating. It's just indicating. I mean, communication. It's in place. Come on, you just said it 3 days ago. Really, I need a Maisamira, but how can I justify a Sukhimbos Inyan? The Nesina, in the immediate aftermath of the Sukhimbos Inyan, is like a conversation. And just let things settle. You got to let things, it's chill, let things cook a little bit. Don't just. It's like understanding and then deeper. Let things settle into your heart. I tell you, I need to learn a sugi for 24 hours or else I'm like on the outside, I'm just saying things like, you got to feel it. Feel the juice. You got to feel it in your heart. Like, There's an Asena, and Asena's more. And now, Yonah, what about Tzchok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai? Tell you what, do me a favor. Open up the Samach Gimel, to the Gemara of Tzchok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, and tell me where the Rambam quotes this halach. He doesn't quote it. Now he does quote speaking to the Shulton. We'll talk about all these things. But funny boy, Joey, if you're a Rambam, are you a Brisker? You're a Rambam man, everything's a Rambam, Rambam. If you're a Brisker, you can use Arev, that would be a Brisker way to get married. But don't use Tzchok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, because the Rambam does not paskin Tzchok Tzchok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai. So I don't have to worry about Tzchok Lefanai. There'll be other ways to deal with Tzchok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, but right now, let's get it off the board. I have the freedom to make a comment that you need a real Maaseh Nesina according to the Rambam, and that's the takeaway. If you're looking for the big chiddush in this sugya, simple pshat, Abaya, green lights, hana, the Rambam says, slow down, not so quick. You need a Maaseh Nesina. Now, for the rest of the year, after I answer questions, we'll talk about the role of the Maaseh Nesina. What type of Maaseh Nesina? Well, we'll start to analyze this, but sometimes you lose sight of the forest because we're doing too much tree cutting. We're cutting trees, and like, what was the main point of today's year? If we went into three different ways of reading down the Milum's coming on the Ramban, the main point of today's year is this question. Is Hana enough, or you need more, and what is that more? Sunday we'll see a different type of a more. Today, the more we're going to think about, unless we get to another sheet, maybe we'll think about more, two mores, but one more is certainly the big chiddush is you need a Maaseh Nesina, ki ikach is a Maaseh Nesina. Yes, Didi, Avi, Josh.
I was going to just say, in Adas and Megillah, doesn't we have this Havni where it says, with three tema, Hachani and Diabla, Shalaputa, and Havi Slar, that we're also giving a Shalaputa at the same time?
Which Gemara is that? Okay. We'll see. Right now, the Rambam doesn't garish that Gemara. We'll get to that Gemara in Rashi and what role Pruta plays. But right now, let's start with the Nesina, the most extreme. Avi.
Could another way to explain the Rambam be that once she has the money for a loan, the money is considered hers, so it's not considered Hana'a to extend the time of the loan?
You're not, why would that not be Hana'a? The money is hers, but she has a... She has a...
There has to be some transfer of money from her.
That's the English way of saying Nesina. Okay? Josh?
Obviously this has to do with like a whole other sugya, but like the whole like Shavuputa thing, if you do Nesina with like less than a Shavuputa, shouldn't you be...
Excellent question. We'll see. What you're basically saying, if I translate it differently, is, let me phrase it differently. Once we have a second requirement, we don't just need Kesef / Hana, we also need a Maaseh Nesina. Do you need a pruta to accomplish a nesina, or you only need a pruta to accomplish kesef? But the nesina could be even pasha. You say, what's the difference, Rabbi? What about if there's a pruta being transferred, even though there's no mice in nesina? That's the case of Tosos, the Zion on the base. Where a man wants to marry his two sons for the two daughters, and he's doing a mice in nesina and a pruta, but there's no kesef, pruta, kiddushin, pichwa. Look at Tosos carefully. It's exactly the question of Tosos. Kesef. Let me just clarify, you know, the question that Ari just raised and the science I was about to say. And of course, what's the normal case of Kiddushin? You give Kesef, so you have Hana plus Nesina. The normal standard case, the Nesina is built in, you give it over. Here, we're struggling because there is Hana. We just extend the loan, but there's no Maaseh Nesina, says the Rambam. And therefore, she's not Mekudeshes. And for that reason, we'd expect the Rambam, we'll see this a bit later, but just to give you, before we even budge to the Beinu Chananel, we'd expect the Rambam to pass on what case? What case was just so obvious to us half an hour ago? Why is the Gemara even talk about it? Why is the Gemara talking about this strange case? Come on, Reuben. What case would the Rambam negate? Mechila. You're not giving her anything. No, Nesina. And that's why the Gemara is talking about Mechila, because it doesn't work. That's what the Tosfos Rit says in the Rach. Again, assuming right now that the Rach and the Rambam are more or less the same, we'll distinguish between them in a second. But let's just see the Rit. And this, just to get the calculus of the sugya. You know why the Gemara didn't say Mechila? Because it doesn't work. You know why the Gemara said Arvach Leizim? Because only that case works. And only one case in Arvach Leizim works, the case that's different from Mechila. clearly we're going to talk about Mechila. And the Rambam would argue, we'll have to pursue all this on Sunday, where we're going to focus more on Mechila. But for now, the Rid says Mechila would fail. Rabbeinu Chananel Zal Perish Mayanos Milvig and Demata Zimne, Demifrei, Masala Mamach, Zil Anasaz. I thought he said it. I thought I saw it in the Rid that he specifically says, but it's obvious, man, and Rishonim say it, and which Rishonim. By the way, what are the two questions that the Ramban asks on the Rach / Rambam? We'll talk, distinguish between them in a few minutes. What's the kasha? What's the primary kasha?
Just a Malbe.
What's the primary kasha? What's egging? The Ramban has two different types of questions. One is, define this type of question, or one is defined. You'll see this a lot in the Ramban. He attacks on two fronts. What are the two fronts Ramban's attacking?
It's just not what Arvach Lazim.
Right, one is textually. Arvach Lazim means extension, not loan. According to the Ram, it's only the extension that accompanies the original loan. And the second problem that Ramban has is not textual, but what does Ramban say? Have Ramban or the Rashba? He just doesn't understand the svara. What difference should it make? It's an anah, and what difference? I mean, he just doesn't agree with Ramban's fetish. We'll see this in the Ramban. This is probably going to be a recurring statement in the Ramban that you don't need to see. We're going to find this Ramban in many, many cases. And when we see deviances from that, we're going to have to explain, well, why would you need anything more? The Ramban is Mr. Anah, man. This is read the Ramban, Avrach Lezimna. Was it Ben Chananel? Rach Nami Lo Devar Nechona Shein Ze Lashon Arvach Lazimne Veod Shim Sachar Hanas Amil Ve Mil. Language isn't clear, but the unless you show, I think the Rashba's language is a little bit clearer. This is the kasha Rishonim asks him, and the Rashba answers it. Hey, basically what you're saying is, at the time of the loan, he's giving her two things, burgers and chips. What's the burger? The loan. What are the chips? Extension. What can he be Mekadosh her with? Extension. What can't he be Mekadosh her with? The loan. That's antithetic, antilogical. The answer is no, it isn't. Because the loan is serving one purpose, non-kiddushin, to obligate her to pay, and the chips are free. And the free is, like, I have a hard time even understanding what the kasha is. And so does the Rashba. There's a reason that you can't make a kasha with the loan, because you don't want it. You want to loan her. He's trying to say that even if I'm purposing the loan for non-kiddushin purposes, as long as you got hana, why don't I use that? Well, we'll try to pursue this a little bit. Anyone ever hear the expression, Yatsiva ba'ara v'giyur b'shmeshmaya? That's what the Rishonim asks. Yatsiva be'ara v'giyur b'shmei shmaya. It's an old Gemara phrase. Yatsiva be'ara, you're standing on the ground. V'giyura, what's a giyur? What's a giri delay? What's a giyur? Your arrows b'shmei shmaya. You're saying something outrageous. Doesn't make sense. You're standing on the earth and you're shooting an arrow to the sky. Like, good luck with that. Arrows aren't going to reach the sky. So next time someone says something silly, say, Yatsiva ba'ara v'gir b'shmeshmaya. So I gotta get all these Gemara passwords. What? Yatsiva ba'ara v'gir b'shmeshmaya. You're standing on the ground and you're trying to shoot arrows into the sky. Yatsiva ba'ara v'gir b'shmeshmaya. So Anyway, those are the two questions of the Ramban. Let's think about the Rabbeinu Hananel versus the Rambam for a moment. What would be the next question you'd want to ask? First of all, let me define. What does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Is he more narrow or more flexible than the Rambam? He has more cases that are okay or fewer cases?
More cases
are okay. Not only, so finish the sentence, not only if you extend at the point of the original loan, but even if not just at the end of the loan, what does the benefit I'll say? She comes at the end of the loan, gives you the money, you take the money and give it to her again.
How's it different than the Rambam's case at the beginning of the loan?
That's my question. Why did the Rambam accept that case? What's less about the Rabbeinu Hananel's case that the Rambam disagreed with? Let's try to define it and then we'll abstract it. What's the difference between the Rambam's case and the Rabbeinu Hananel? The Rambam's case are the original point of the loan, you're giving her the money and you're giving the extension, the burgers and the chips. According to the Rabbeinu Hananel, she's coming back, end of the loan, she gives you the money, you give it back to her with the extension. What's the difference? First define it, then explain it. So you can just identify. Look into pictures, what's in this one, not in this one. And then once you find the X factor, what does it mean? Why should that be relevant? Two stages. Find the difference, explain the difference. What's the difference, Ivan?
In the Rambam's case, he owns money. In the Rambam's case, he never had
a kinyan on the kesef. Very good. So that's the first layer. Okay? Now why should that be different? Well, therefore, since he's not really owning the money in this like little musical chairs on day 30 where she gives him the money, he gives it back to her. It's like he makes a kinyan on it. So what's flawed? What's potentially flawed in the Rabbeinu Hananel's case, Ari? Maybe, but that's... So we haven't seen the need for Davar Chadash, and that's a very, very weird word, because there is a Davar Chadash, it's the Hanah. There's no Davar Chadash yesterday when it was the loan, it was the Sheba. Today there is a Davar Chadash, it's the extension. Strongly is a very, very weak word. Right, we don't use those words. Strongly, weakly, more or less. We define. He needs what is flawed? What's flawed in the Rabbeinu Hananel's case, Yaakov? Okay, very good. There's something about that Nesina that's less. Now we're in the right neighborhood. Now we know we're in the right zip code. Now we have to find the right house, but we know we're in the right zip code. Okay, we've shrunken down the conversation to what type of Nesina you need. The Rambam's Nesina is superior to Rabbeinu Hananel's Nesina. The reason Rabbeinu Hananel's Nesina is inferior is because you don't really own it. You're just going through some charade, but you're... Okay? So now give me the Chakira. Is Nesina... Okay, here's the Brisker Bridge. Here's the Brisker Leap. Okay, imagine you're bungee leaping, bungee jumping, Brisker bungee jumping. Right now, you got to jump out of the helicopter. You got to find the bridge. You got to... With what we just said, you have two different models of Nesina. The Rambam's model of Nesina, which is the better Nesina. The Rabbeinu Hananel's model of Nesina, which is the lesser Nesina. Right? So, if we're not Lamdanim, we just stop there. Do you need more of a Nesina, less of a Nesina? No. Tell me, why would you need more? Why would you need less? What does this tell us about Nesina? Come on, define. Categories, definitions. You see, right here. Right here is the boundary. You're not allowed into the next territory unless you have your Brisker passport. Okay, you're not allowed in. They check you. If you don't have your Brisker passport, you stay outside. Say, more Nesina, less Nesina. More Nesina, less Nesina. That's, in a general sense, the difference between Brisker Lumdus and Balabatish learning is a term I hate because it's making fun of Balabatish, which is terrible. What they really mean is non-Brisker learning. Is it quantity or is it definitions and fences? Well, this is a 9-level Nesina. This is an 8-level Nesina. 8 and 9s aren't going to help you in the next sugya, guys, because the 8 and the 9s in the next sugya are different. You can't export 8 and 9s. You can export definitions. What to find? Joey.
Right. So if Rabbeinu Hananel is, if the issue with it is that it's already worse, then that would be the issue with it. You know, then would it be whether we need kesef for kinyan or kesef for perot? Right? Because if it's Kes's opinion, then Rabbeinu Hananel's nisyanot work, because we have a symbolic gesture of him giving her something, even if it's already hers. But if it's Kes's piron, then she's not getting any nisyanot.
Okay, I'm not going to say no, but it's too abstract right now. Go lower. Maybe level 4 will lead to level 7. You're level 7. But when you try to make too much levels, then it gets very abstract. And just, you'll do I need, right? Let me set the table for you. What's today's big chiddush that right now we're tweaking? Right now, this is the microsurgery. Patient's open. Are you ready? Play with his heart. Right now, we're saying this artery, that artery. Now this, the surgeon already left, went to the candy machine, got some Twinkies. Now the residents are here. This artery, that artery. But like, what type of surgery is this? We've already determined that Kiddushin is? And? Hana. That's the ward, the hospital ward we're in. We're not in the oncology ward. We're not in the geriatric ward. We're in the Nesina Hana ward. And we're trying to... What are we trying to do? Give me what's like today's. The resident comes in. You're a medical school student. Today we're going to think about all my students. The relationship between the scene and the other. That's where we are. That's a small little pocket of shots that we're looking at right now. We've already established that they both need an asina, but the Rabbeinu Hananel's asina is a little bit less. Joey, maybe the question of relationship will lead us to it, but just start more nuts and bolts. So now tell me, what's really happening? What's really being spoken here? Come on, Ari, what do you think? Still too... I want to know, do I need Nesina? Do I need a... Force your mind to think structurally. You're thinking altitude, how high, how low, how more. Don't go high or low. Just think. Make believe you're like a pile driver, not a plane. Pile drive. Pile drive into the ideas. Ilan.
Does Nesina have to... be the anad being given, or can it just cause the anad to...
Okay, I like what I'm hearing. Let's go, let's follow that. Does the Nesina have to be...
Does there have to be an anad?
Very good.
Or the parallel...
Do we need... two things. We happen to need hana, and we happen to need...
Kind of like my
sandas for the kind of, okay, just... Shut it down. Or do we need a Nesina that provides the Hana? Whose Nesina provides the Hana, and whose Nesina is separate from the Hana? Be careful, young men. Think. This isn't high school, where you can just get by on, it's like college ball. It's in college ball. Everyone's faster in this league. The idea is a little harder. You got to... You can't just scramble and toss the ball. You gotta really think. Whose Nesina creates directly? And now whose Nesina is severed from the Hana? Josh.
I think Rabbeinu Hananel's is severed from Hana.
Yeah, for sure. Why is it severed? Because
it's what she already had.
Right, not necessary. Right. It's not absolutely necessary to go. You could have just extended the loan without it. It's an added charade. The Nesina of the Rambam creates the loan that you're extending. It's not, to say it in our terms, it's not burgers and chips, it's burgers and pickles and lettuce. In the Rambam's world, without the Nesina, there's no Hana. The Nesina delivers Hana. In the Rabbeinu Hananel's world, the Nesina doesn't deliver the Hana, you deliver the Hana. You're saying take an extra month. Okay, you also need a Nesina. You need to go through some symbolic act of putting money in your hand, so... I have to make two checks on my boxes. Did I do an Nesina? Yes. Did I do an O? Yes. Is there any relationship to that, really? They happen at the same time, but they're not logically related. There's no logical dependency. I could have woken up and said, you know what? Take another 30 days. My gift to you. I'll make you smile. I happen to, okay, give me the money. And I want to do an Nesina also. So it's possible that the machlokas, the sub-machlokas, between the Rambam and the Beinu Hananel, they both make the leap. You don't just need to give kesef slash hana. You need to perform a maisa nesina. The question is, it's a relationship between the two. The Rambam feels the nesina has to deliver the hana. The Beinu Hananel feels he just needs a nesina. So I've done a nesina by putting something in your hand, and I've also given you a nod by extending it, then obviously at the same time, I can't stagger them chronologically. It's one ma'aseh kiddushin, but logically, right? Chronologically, logically. Chronologically, is happening on your watch. Logically, what's happening structurally. Structurally, there are two separate, independent acts taking place at the same time. I'm putting something in your hand, and I'm also extending. One is mental, verbal, one is physical. I'm performing both. Normally, I perform both with the same object. I give kesem into your hands. So this is likely the machlokas between the Rambam and the Hananel. One way to view it. They both require a nesina more than hana. What is the interaction, the relationship, Ari, between the nesina and the hana? What's the relationship between the two? And now I can then export this. Oh, export time. Contact my Japanese, you know, friends. Let's take it and export it to other sugyas, nesina, as we will in a moment. It's more or less, I've got no way of comparing. Strong or weaker, those are just... And every sugya is basically a little hermit. Hermit. I want big sugyas, big cities, big communities of lambdas. You know, all living together. Talk to me, sugya, you know. I've got one sugya living next door to the other sugya. They're making a ruvi chaseros, so you hear from people, between sugyas. Let's all live together. Shatipi mubals.
So what's the
sugya
doing? The second sugya. It's not really giving her anything.
Right, it's symbolic in the scene, it's communication. Then we can take it to Joey's level. Then we can take it to the next level. What is the role of a nesina that doesn't deliver the hana? Is it communication? Is it? But no, those are the next levels up.
It's okay. Not a
kinyan at all. It's a ma'aseh nesina. Okay? And we'll talk in a moment what if you have the opposite case, or a kinyan without a nesina. Afraid. I love it already. Right. Next one. Okay. Just like the lingo. Go ahead.
Right. The only point of the nesina is for this hana of arba chazimna. Whereas for the Rambam, the nesina fundamentally is to give her alone, and then your arba chazimna. So I would say for the Rambam, there's a lot of stuff going on. But for Rabbeinu Chananel, since the only thing you're giving her is the hana of arba chazimna, then we may the nesina is only the inyan of this hana, and it's part of it.
An eisen eteretz. Eisen is Yiddish for iron. Kaftar v'atharach, givaldik, wunderbar. I think the Eben Ezel takes that approach. I think if you look at the Eben Ezel, I'll show you where it is, I think he takes that approach. And when I thought about it, that you could flip the context, I feel more comfortable this way. Okay? Didi. But again, I'm not trying to brainwash you, which I'm trying to get you to the front row. Once you're in the front row, you sit in this seat or that seat. This is the front row. Mesina Hana. Yes, Didi.
I was also going to do something similar. I thought you could switch it in the sense of that also, the Rambam was also trying to make a chilek between the Malb and the Zman. So to say that they both happening at the same time may look like more of that you're also being, you know, the Kedushin is also on the actual alone.
So now you're just going technical. The problem is how it's going to look in Gezeros. It may be true, but it's not. It's a secondary concern. It's not what works, what doesn't work, but we have to take into account confusion, what may confuse people or not. Okay? But that's not a lumbish structural difference. That's just...
No, even in the sense of that, if we're saying that the Natina provides the Ana, we're saying that the loan itself also is part of the Maisa Kedusha, which could cause a problem in saying that the loan is also causing the Kedusha for the Rambam.
Okay, but in the end, you're asking a question on the Rambam. Forget the Lamdas. How could the Rambam allow this case and may create confusion?
Maybe I'm not formulating it well.
Say it one more time?
I think over the question.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's take a look at the Avda Milum. Let's see how much this idea can stick. Because essentially, the Rambam and Hananel are both requiring a physical Maisa Nesina. The question is, how integrated is the Maisa Nesina with Hana? The Avnei Miluim, I gave it to you on the Makaris, right? Did I actually print it up? Okay, so the Avnei Miluim says as follows. Oh, I don't have my sheet here. I don't have my phone. Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks. Okay, so the other miluim, v'ayin b'per, oh, Kasav Beis Shmuel, so now we know who the Beis Shmuel is, our friend the Beis Shmuel from Tuesday. I mean, he was our friend well before Tuesday, but he'd be, Kasav Beis Shmuel zal, im amar la tlig kidusheich me'al gavei karka, Kasav b'tshuvas mar shachsim in kufnun beis of esafik kidushin. What do I put the kidushin on the ground? And I say, pick it up. Right, that's the case where I'm completely obliterating any Mycenicina. Would it work? But there is already a complete king. He makes a Kenyan Akbah. He says, Safik Yidushin, it's not like Pikadon. So now the Abdi Milurim comments on that Beis Shmuel, V'ayin Paragish Mekadesh, Amarab, Mekadesh Mavenim Kudesh, it's my time, I'm a Lotzal, and I'm a Katanoi, calling Mem Zayin, I'm a Seifa, Shem Mecher. So why does Rav say that you're not Mekadesh because of Milva Lotzonit? Na name a time in the Rav, the Mekadesh Milva, Enim Mekadesh, is from the Havalei Tli Gitu Shech Magavi Karka. Kiven Ti Achshav Lo Nasan Laklum, Uma Shenasan Betchila Lo Havi Nesina. If the Beis Shmuel is right and you need a Nesina, so he's saying, why is the Gemara hedging what Rav meant? Let us just say there's no Nesina. By Halva, there's no Nesina. I'm going to say the question a little differently. There should be no way, shape, or form to be Mekadesh with Milva. You can't be Mekadesh with the Chov, you can't be Mekadesh with Mechila. Where is the Nesina in Milva? Not the extension of Zman. The extension of Zman, listen carefully, that's Abaye. And according to Ben Chanan on the Rambam, by the extension there is some form of Nesina. The Rambam's Nesina, the Rach's Nesina. You're not talking about extension of Zman, you're just talking about the actual Chov. Mem Zayin, there's no Nesina. Where's the Nesina? You're giving her a Chov, you're giving her Mechila, there's no action. In Abaye's case, that works, we'll manufacture an action. Day 30, she brings the money, you take it and give it to her. Or it's really day one that Abaye was referring to. So that's why Abaye's second case works out because there's a real action. But on Mem Zayin, the conversation should be a non-starter. Mekadesh, you're with the Milva, not the extension? Where's the action? Why is the Gemara saying, V'neima, time and derad, Mekadesh, Milva, and Mekadesh, Mishm Tavali, Tli Kedush, Ech Megave Karka, Kivin Da'akshav, V'lenas and Loklum. Umashemochala, line four from the bottom of that piece, Havalekim, in this phone. Hotli Kiddushik, like Abakarakum, Mivavi Kesim, Shemochim, Mechramani, Kiddushim Lamani, and that's why it should work by Mechira, because Mechira you don't need an Asina. Kiddushim needs an Asina. He's asking an even better question. The Gemara is shocked that original Brisa that it quoted said it doesn't work by Kiddushim and it works by Mechir. How could that be? What do you mean, how could it be? You're mochel the chov, there's no nesina, it fails by kiddushin, it works by mecha. That's how it can be. Mecha doesn't need nesina. Why is the Gemara? The Gemara, if you remember, Mem Zayin changes the price. It wasn't talking about Mekadesh Milva at all. What do you mean? It's a perfect setup. Mekadesh Milva is trying to be mochel the chov, there's no nesina, it doesn't work by kiddushin. So all this is going to force the Avnei Milom to say, whoa, you don't really need the full physical nesina. You need some nesina, but not the full physical. You don't need a physical nesina. Mr. Yonah. Worried about Schok Lefanai, Rekot Lefanai, Berenson. Let's hear what he has. It's a long nickname, but most forms don't have that much space. Worried about Schok Lefanai. Venera, de'i neima de mechilas milve mahani v'makom kesef. If you get kesef, we're going to talk about this on Sunday. Sunday, we're not going to talk about the nesina. We're going to talk about is it really kesef? What types of hana can be stand-ins for kesef? The other side of town. Now I'm on the Nesina side of town. You have Kesev, you have Anah, you need Nesina. Sunday, we're going to talk about, wait a second, not every Anah may be Kesev. Forget Nesina. What Hanahs are acceptable? Any Anah? Let's say I come in and comb my hair, and you get a real kick out of the way I comb my quickly receding hairstyle. No joke. I have a hard time here. No barbers. Is that Anah? I wear a mifani tie. Is that hana? Like, what types of hana work? What does it need to be hana? How can hana create kesef? So there's a whole second side of the sugya. Now we got the hana. We got that solved. We got that taken care of. You need nesina. So we'll see. So I said, Venera, the name of the Mechilas Milvim Hani Rabbim, because if Mechila works like Kesef, which is a big F, we'll see. Maybe it's not. In Cain, Lo Shaykh Mazatli Gita Begavi Kark. It's not a flawed Nesina. You need Nesina, but Mechila is considered Nesina. Why? Avo, I'm skipping a few lines. Mechilas Milve. Ein Halove Tzarech Shum Zechia. Halove doesn't have to do anything. When you're mochel, even if the lova doesn't want it, mechilas chov is you are directly delivering hana. Is it physical? No, it's verbal. But you don't need a physical nesina. You don't need a physical action, says the Avne Milurim. What you do need is direct and active delivery of the Hana, as opposed to putting it on the ground and then she makes a decision to pick it up. Fligitech, Flikidusha, that wouldn't work. When I say jokes, I'm directly delivering the Hana. I'm not giving her a joke book. No, that would work. I'm not saying read the joke book, which wouldn't work. I'm not giving her anything. And then, by the way, since I directed your attention to the joke book, look up this program, Dancing with... Oh, no, we got... No, I'm the dancer. I'm the joker. I'm the lobbyist. I'm the... Don't quote me on that. I'm the lobbyist. I'm directly delivering. Nesina, you don't need a physical Nesina. You don't even need... Now, can someone say this to me in a lamdash fashion? Nesina is not a separate halacha. Nesina is a... You say it in English or... Lamdasha language, condition, qualifies, very good. It's a gather of the Hana. How direct is the Hana from man to woman? Is the Hana, right? There are many, many different forms of direction. I take a walk to the Makolet, Boaz hears that I was in the Makolet, gets all warm and fuzzy inside. That gives him hope that one day he'll make it to the Makolet. I didn't really give it to Boaz. I decided to serve my family green beans tonight. I took out the green beans in the makolet. Sally comes and there's tons of basar left over because of my decision to serve. Sally's really happy. I didn't deliver anything to Sally. It's just coincidence, serendipity, cause and effect, detachment. I put the kedushin on the ground. She picks it up. I didn't deliver the nut. I directed her, please, I'm letting you. Obviously, it's more direct than my string beans, but. I'm mochel the chov. I'm directly delivering. I'm arvach lezimna, I'm directly delivering. I'm saying, I am giving you 30 days. I'm not going back in time and making the world stop and giving you 30 days. By the way, because the world stopped. I'm giving you 30 days, 30 extra days. I'm giving you enough. You can require a nesina without it being a physical nesina. The chiddush of the Rambam and of the Beinu Hananel is twofold. A, you need something more than hana. B, there needs to be a physical component, not just a direct delivery, cause and effect. It has to be something physical. Before today's shiur, you would have said, Tli kidushich me'agave karka works. I put it on the ground, she's kona. I'm causing it, even indirectly. And the Beis Shmuel is mesipa. Maybe it does work. Maybe you don't need any nesina. All you need is to enable hana. You cause hana slash kesef to be delivered into a rishos. That'd be the most liberal version. I just caused the hana. Here it's on the ground. I wouldn't have directed it to you. Never would have picked it up. Assuming we pass the Tli Kiddushich Megave Karka, which is what the Beis Shmuel considers, then everyone's going to need something more than just hana, because why does Tli Kiddushich Megave Karka not work? The Chiddush of the Rambam and Hananel is not just that you need something more than hana, but it needs to be physical, as opposed to saying, well, you need to be a direct deliverer / Schok lefanai, rikod lefanai. I'm speaking to the Shildon. I'm helping you. I'm working for you. I'm extending you. I'm being mochel the Lord. All those, there's nothing physical. But there is direct delivery of hana from me to you. We're going to have to revisit how to define direct delivery of hana from me to her when I give her a type of hana which is a little more direct than telling her to pick it off of the ground, but a little less direct than dancing, singing, joking, lobbying, helping. That's called Arev. What's the case of Arev? I what's the anah that I give her? Well, that's an interesting question. But what's the anah that I give her? Listening to her, giving money to her friend. Well, it's not like I'm giving her extra time, giving her laughs, giving her lobbyists. But on the other hand, it's direct. I'm following her wishes. We're going to have to really hone in. By the way, which Rishon is going to have an even harder time solving Arif now that we've said something about a sugya on the Vav Amud Beis about Abaye, and we've shrunk the sweep of what works, and we know that sugyas all live together in the same neighborhood? Who's going to have a really, really, really hard time with the sugya of Arif? None other than the Rambam. Because the Rambam needs a? And where is the? Who will have a slightly easier time than the Rambam, although we'll have to struggle? Benuch Hananel. Because the Benuch Hananel says that, if I'm right, and I always am, Ephraim, that the Nesina and the Hana are different. Can you think of a case where the Nesina and Hana are different? All right. All right. Who am I doing the Nesina to? Who am I giving the Hana to? We'll get to it. Okay, so that's just... Well, we'll have a lot of ways to learn. All right. But these are not just local little jabs. What is it been? These are opening up paradigms, models, that are exportable. We review, we check, we sharpen, we ask questions, and that's how we get to sharp, define, precise lambdas. Okay, so we'll start the Ravid in a second. I'll just introduce the Ravid, and then we'll use the Ravid as a hitch to get to the next sugya. Ari. What do you mean by purposeful? Like the Avnei Milu. More or less. Right, okay, but why would the Rambam be so limited only to the point of origin? Why wouldn't he agree with the Rabbeinu Hanano? You're saying pretty, he would. He's not describing a unique case, he's just describing the general need. Point of origin, return later on. Okay, then you're saying the Rabbeinu Hanano when you say the Rambam. And you're saying, is the distance that I'm creating? I'm creating distance. Rambam, very extreme. Ben Hanano, similarly, Rambam, less extreme. Then Avnei Milu, you're trying to say, no, Ben Hanano, there's no need for physical action. Could be. Doesn't sound that way. Yes, Avi.
According to the Rambam, what's the qualitative difference between his case and just the case of Stam giving her a loan and saying what's the...
Because the loan is not for Kiddushin purposes, because I expect to get it back. The loan is a separate financial mechanism that obligates her to pay. That's sure. Not Hana.
If you just gave her a loan and said, you meant that you're the Hana that you're getting from this loan.
No work. Okay. Well, we'll get closer to that on Sunday, but today, remember, we're not really peering at what that Hana is, and we're saying, okay, let's assume we have that enough. Fix that variable. Do you need something else? Sunday's show will get a little bit more specific. Is it Hana? Is it not Hana? And what is and isn't Hana? Let me just finish the Ravid, and then, because I want to... I won't have a lot. It's a short shot. Keep in mind, Lich Benching is 4:30 something to 4:40, so it's an early shot. So, gotta okay. Ravid, what's the Ravid Shita? So let's move over. The Ravid is not as extreme as the Rambam and the Hanano. Clearly, or not clearly, but presumably, you don't need an Asina on physical giving and taking back, and all that is missing. But the Ravid on the Rambam in Perek Gimel does limit the case. It's not where you just sit back and extend the loan. Anyone remember the Ravid's limitation? Anyone? The Ravid's limitation? Yeah? Oh, you didn't see the Ravid in the Rambam? I didn't give you the Ravid? Okay, so we're starting. Let's get started. Okay, so let's read the Ravid together, okay? Okay. The Rambam had some choice words for those who didn't learn like him. The Rambam ends Uperishu Rabosai Banas Milva Devarim Shein Roy Lashonan. So the writer says, well, maybe we should think about what they said. Okay, now I'm only telling you this because no one ever told me, and I acted like an idiot for like a year and a half of my life. Aleph, I'm sure you know, but no one ever told me, is Rav Ram. No one ever told me that. So about a year and a half, Baruch Hashem, not vocally, but when I read the Ravid in my mind, I went, ah! Like he screamed at me. So like... like little too much on the left there. Right? Turn down the laugh track a little. Like, no one ever told me, so I thought he was screaming, so. Okay. So now I've spared you mortification. You know more than I knew. Okay. Amar Avram, Harishonim Pirshu, Gigon Chigiyas Manha Milvel Lipara. The debt is due. Okay, so it's not just you walk on day 15, take an extra month. It's on the due date. The debt is due. Parameter number one. Uma Osav Biyada Mizumanim Lifroa. She's got the money of the loan ready to give to you. Vihi Aisano Senes Miyad Biratzon Dinar. Another interesting parameter, we're going to get to this, but let's skip it over now because it's not immediately relevant to what separates the Rav and the Rach. It's another parameter we'll think about. Not only is it the due date, and not only does she have the money, not only is she willing to pay, but she'd gladly hire someone to lobby you for the extra month. He haisa nosenes miyad beratzon dinar lemisha marach lazman chodesh echad. So that's an important factor that Rashi already mentioned, we're going to get to on Sunday. Is this something you're willing to pay for, this Hana? The Herach Lab is Schar HaKidushin, and the husband says, you know what, take the extra month, thereby saving her the lobby salary. Mikudeshes. Vizeo di Arvach Lazimna. The kol shekein mashakasafu. Of course, the Rambam's case works, but you don't really need that case. Of course, if it's the harvachas hazman that comes at the original loan, of course, but you don't even need that case. So, what to make of this rivet? It doesn't need the nesina of the Rambam and the Rach. No money is changing hands. There's no physical nesina. But you need two conditions: money is due, and money is there. So we're going to take one approach that homogenizes the Ravid with the Rach and the Rambam. It's always your first strategy. Well, it's not really new. It's just a version of what we said until now. And then we're going to break out on Sunday and think about a whole different way to view this Ravid, which will lead us to a whole different part of the sugya. Can anyone make the Ravid into the Rambam and the Rach? I'll start, you finish. The Chiddush of the Rambam and the Rach is you need a physical Nesina, one way or another. Physical Nesina at the point of origin, physical Nesina at the later on. And Josh?
It doesn't necessarily require the physical Nesina between from the man giving the woman the money. It's just necessarily the ability to have done this.
Why? That's descriptive, not be analytical. Because the Ravid's chiddush is there's no actual Nesina, but there is potential and interest for Nesina. Now, give me the punchline.
The punchline being that the money doesn't have to trade hands. The potential for Nesina is the same as Nesina.
Uh-huh. Say it even sharper. When a person shows up on the due date with the money in hand, it's like they've already paid back. And therefore, it's like, Josh, Lova, in this case woman, put money into Malva, in this case husband's hand, and who gave it back?
Husband
gave it to her. It's like there was an exchange of money. When she shows up and says, here's my money, showing up in Beis Din on the day that the debt is due, with money in hand, with willingness to pay, everything else is just legal. Now I'm going to ask you a question. If you get the answer to this question, you get some extra stale ragalach tonight. I don't know what you get. You get to miss a shear. You know, extra credit. You stay home. This is an interesting theory that money in Beis Din, I don't want to give away too much. When the Lova, right, it's the Lashon of the Rashba, Which Rishon is smiling from ear to ear when he reads this Ravid in Shemayim? Who loves this Ravid? That's exactly what I meant. Very good. You get the Ravilach. What's a Bala Morshita? That it's considered so much collected that
it's already the better ships.
And therefore the Malva can sell it. This is a deep theory about how we view collecting loans. If you get this question, then you get to go to Rav Moshe Shir tomorrow. Which Sugyan Shas is expressing what the Ravid and the Balamor said, but on steroids? I'm not going to give any more. I don't give any more vowels. Okay, Sugyan Shas that takes this theory to an extreme. Okay, it's a cousin of it, but it's not. It's lateral. It's lateral. Potential in life is like it's been realized. But you're right, that's what it's based. And since I can potentially pay back, it's like I paid back. Since like I paid back, it's like the guy took the money and gave it back to the woman. So there was innocence. And that, for those of you who didn't hear it the first time. But there is a Sugyan Shas that takes us to a weird, not weird, but very, very... I don't know if you saw the Sugya, so it's not anyone's fault. I'll give you a hint. It's in Bava Metzia, the first parak. I'll give you a hint. It's in Bava Metzia, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. What? That's Bava. Okay, one of the ways, I mean, if you've heard it, if you've ever learned the sugya, you're going to have a light bulb moment, but if you may never learned the sugya. There are many ways to break modem and mixes. If I say, Moshe, you owe me $100, say 50 yes, 50 not, the 50 yes you pay, the 50 not you swear. Because there's one taina, and that taina has been partially admitted to and partially rejected. The part you admit to, you pay, the part you reject, you swear. Modem and mixes, the taina, you shava. Asher yomar ki huze. What if I... What? Yeah, Moshe, what if I say, you owe me $100, and you don't just say 50 yes, 50 not, you say 50 yes, and here it is. What do we call that? Hilach. You're pater from a shvuah. What's the steroid principle of Hilach? That if I have the money in Beis Din and I'm ready to pay, and it's not a mode of a mixus. Because if I paid the money already, motive mixes means one claim, part of which I agree to, part of which I deny. But what if I already paid part of the claim? That's a motive mixes. What if on Monday, Yaakov, you say, oh, me fair, say, yeah, I give it to you. Then on Tuesday, you say $50, say no. That's not motive mixes. It's two separate cases. Halach is a case splitter. When I say 50, yes, and here it is, it's like you had it. Stop. You have it already. I don't have to proceed. It's not part of the proceedings. You have it already. Everyone see how it's like one... train, one line on the train, take the Ravid, take the Valamor, you get the Halach. Depends how far you want to go with the logic. Of course, the Modern Mixus influences in that sugya. This is the way the Rashba learns the Ravid. Not the way we're going to learn, not the only way to learn the Ravid, not the way the Tamid HaRashba learned the Ravid, but the Rashba learns the Ravid. Ah, the Ravid! Eh, it's just the Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a very, very popular way in Shas to explain new Shitas. Just homogenize them with other shittas. It's just a version of. Rambam says you need an asina, it's harsh in asina. Rabbi Nachman says you need a lesson asina. And the Ravid is not your physical, but it's like you have it. Let's see the Rashba, the Vavim and Beis. The Harav of Beis Din V'chein HaRavidzal, one of the great ironies in history. I would say coincidence is Hashem's way of letting you know he's there, or some phrase like that. One of the great coincidences in history, Rabbeinu Avram Beis Din was the father-in-law of the Ravid. So sometimes you have confusion, who is it? They're really quoting, and there he's quoting both, so you see that there are two. Rav of Beis Din, v'chein ha-Ravid zal, pershua b'milve, she'egia zmana v'amos b'yada. That's the description. Here's the explanation. The chivon de bal karcha yachal legvosim. So he's not stressing the volunteerism of the woman as much as the ability to enforce this gevir. That could be different, but since it's so obvious there's going to be a collection, hare ki'ilu gov'am. If you get this, you get the gevir mashashir. Which shita is halach on steroids? It's so easy to collect. I mean, you get to go to Moshe Shir because I taught you. So easy to collect. So the Ravid saying, so it's like at that point, it's like he takes the money, gives it back to her. The Balamor saying, you can even be makne a chov. You can take a chov that Josh is holding because he's going to pay back and be makne, not like Zela. The Gemara says, if you're willing to pay back, it's like it's not even part of the Tvian based in. It's not a mode of mixes. When I came, Moshe, where's the money? I was already collected yesterday. Sachin, daf lamed aleph, lamed aleph, bal chov, beis shammai omrim, mikanu labau gove, beis hillel omrim, lema freyahu gove. That when I collect, it was so obvious that I was collecting what was mine that it's like I collected 3 days ago. Let's say I lend you $100 and on Tuesday I makdish the money and then on Wednesday I collect. Going to beis hillel, it's already collected. That's real extreme. That's Balamor. Gemara says only certain cases. Mashkon, with the collection, is more facilitated. Somehow we left Kiddushim and got into the laws of Gvias Chov. That's what happens when you create sharp definitions. They all become not interchangeable, but exportable, and comparable. The Rashba does not like this. Gam ze eino mechuvar dechol shelo gov amamish milvi. Probably because he holds like the Ramban, so he's not on that whole, not part of that whole chevra. He's not on that train line. He can't be machne chov, and that's why he can't be mekadosh milvi the chov, and no, and the chov v'achem milvasa sheze eino ba'olam. Sounds familiar. Ramban's lashon eino ba'olam, eino ba'olam. So if this is the pshat in the Ravid, then the Ravid is not introducing a major chiddush in Kiddushin. He's introducing an important chiddush in Halva. And readiness to pay on the date itself is like it's paid already, and then you just slipstream back into the Veda Chanadol and the Rambam. On Sunday, we're going to think about, you know what, maybe these requirements of the Ravid, listen carefully, it needs to be the due date, and she's willing to pay, is not necessary in order to manufacture a Nesina. He's not part of that group. He's not part of the Nesina group of the Rambam and the Chanana. These parameters, these requirements, it has to be day of, money ready, is not to manufacture a pseudo Nesina. It's for something else. It's for something else. I'm not saying what it is. You can have to be on Shabbos and beg and plead. I'm not Avram Avinu. Okay? I'm not giving it away. You have to wait for Sunday. What else? Think, what else? Hana alone isn't enough. If Hana alone were enough, we won't be having this conversation. It would be, let it ride, let it rip, anything works. This conversation says it only works in this case, or that case, or that case, or this case. It said Hana's not enough. Today's statement was Hana's not enough. You need a Sina. Sunday's case is Hana's not enough. Wait for Sunday. Okay? Good job, everyone. Thank you. Abby.
If you can send me both. If you can send me both.
Oh, yeah. There's two recordings.